Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show's 23rd consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. That's right. It's Thanksgiving Day 2019, and we're live and in person on this day, wherever you are on the planet, on the radio, in America, on the Internet, around the world. Thank you for hanging out with us. And you're going to be glad you did, because we have one of my favorite people on the planet on the show right now. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, has been part of our brain trust for more than 20 years. When I want to get centered, when I'm a little bit out of kilter, when I'm listening to starboard a little too much in my life, I either go talk to Jim or I get one of his books out and I start reading what he has to say, because he always brings me back. He always sets my gyro straight. He's the author of What's the Rush? That's still one of my favorite books. Mind Like Water, Little Wave, Old Swell, all of the Well Done books. And he's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back. Are you there, Jim? There you are. It's great to have you here, Jim. Thank you for being here. It's Thanksgiving Day, Jim. When you think of Thanksgiving, not just today, but when you think of Thanksgiving, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say that the other day, I sing in a group, a bedside singing group called Journey Home, that all of us are hospice volunteers. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun to go out to people's homes and hospitals and sing. And one of my friends, Bonnie, has been absent from the rehearsals for a while because she had a bad fall and was laid up. And so the other night, she was back. And I was talking to her, and I said, what's changed? What's different for you since this happened? And she said, you mean since I fell? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, my attitude has changed. She said, you know, I walk down the street, I walk around the block, and I'm so thankful. I'm so appreciative that I can do that. Now, before, I wasn't thinking that, but having that happen, I've just changed, and I look at things, and I'm more thankful. So I tell that story because I think often we don't think to be thankful until we're without something, and then we get it back, or we just miss it, and we say, you know, thank you for that when I had it, or now that I have it back.
It's a shame that some kind of dramatic event has to jolt us into being thankful. And you talk about practicing being thankful. Talk to us about that.
You know, we don't tend to remember to be thankful in our busy lives. We don't tend to do it. And today I want to think about how our style of life makes it difficult to remember. And I want to talk about what's in it for us to be thankful, which mm-hmm. is kind of a paradoxical way of thinking. But there's a lot in it for us if we remember to be thankful. And then, if we have time, I want to include some practices that make it easier to be thankful. Is that
all
right? Okay?
Go ahead. We're all ears.
Well, good. I'm going to start with a quote from my favorite author, Paramahansa Yogananda. You know I always quote him on your show.
All the time.
The great Indian sage. This is what he said. In one of his aspects, a very touching aspect, the Lord may be said to be a beggar. He yearns for our attention. The master of the universe, at whose glance all stars, suns, moons, and planets quiver, is running after man and saying, won't you give me your affection? Don't you love me, the giver, more than the things I have made for you? Won't you seek me? But man says, I'm too busy now. I have work to do. Mm-hmm. I can't take time to look for you. And the Lord says, I will wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's important. And, that's you know, and you know, I think about back when you're making me think about the relationship that I have with my children when they were growing up, and the relationship I have with my grandchildren. No one ever loved their children more than I loved my children. But when I was raising them, I tried to give them as much time as I could, but I was busy, right? I was making a living, and I had to raise them. And so I had to think about, okay, am I doing a good job raising them? And but now with my grandchildren, even though I loved my children, I wasn't always maybe as thankful, consciously thankful for them as I now am my grandchildren, because now I can think about it more. I don't have to raise them, so to speak. I can just be thankful for them. And this is what you're talking about. Slow down to the speed of life. Who said that? You said that, I think, Jim. Slow down to the speed of life and recognize some of this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you got it there. And what happens when we're thankful? It's interesting. You know, you probably know about the studies of people in depression, that if they're given the task of, you know, keeping a thankfulness diary, then they start to come out of the depression. There have
right.
been studies of the psychological benefits of the practice of thankfulness. And like you say, we tend to not be thankful, but if we remember, it becomes a practice like anything else. So I've got some ideas for cultivating thankfulness, if that's all right.
I want to do that when we come back, because we're going to go to a break in a minute. I want you to. But
sure.
One of the things I want to connect this to small business owners, because Jim, in my career, in my 30 plus year career as a business owner, I've been in some pretty tough times, and it took me a while to do this, and probably because I knew you, and the work that you've done with us. But I've had times when I was really up against it. I mean, bad up against it. And as hard as that was, I actually was able to get to the point where I said, you know what, Lord, thank you for this problem, because this is a problem that I own. It's a problem that's part of the business that I own, that I have created. And I had, and it was really, it's really hard to think, to be thankful for a problem. What do you think? Last thoughts before we go to a break.
You want me to comment on that?
Quickly. Yeah, quickly.
Yeah. It reminds me of a story in India where, when somebody told Krishna, Lord, and he was going away.
Hold on. I don't have time for the story, but I will do when we come back. We're going to have Jim's
okay.
story and those practices on how to be thankful. After the break, 20 after, happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone. Jim Ballard, and I will be right back. You don't want to miss what he has to say next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.